We are in the holiday home stretch, so how about some sparkle to help elevate your holiday celebrations? For that, we turn to wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg. He's got our wine of the week.
How you doing, Scott?
Hi, Hillary. Hi. How are you doing, Dimitri?
Good.
We're all excited about the bubbly, so where do you want to start?
Well, you know, I want to start in Spain. I think Cava, the Cava region of Spain, it's the unsung hero of bubbly wine, and I really like the non-vintage Segura Viuda Brut Reserva from Cava. Now, this wine, it's balanced, abundant flavors, pretty nose of rose petals and creme brulee, and in the mouth, it's nutty and creamy at the same time. It's got flavors of green apple and ripe pear on the mid palate. This is a really nice wine to pair with food, and it's only $19.
Mm-hmm. You know, you'd also talk about a good Prosecco. I got a tweet after our segment last week from a guy who says, in this economy, Prosecco is like the Dom. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be that expensive. It's good despite being relatively inexpensive.
Dimitri, I saw that tweet, and that's why I'm recommending this wine.
I see.
It works. So the Casanova... this is the non-vintage Prosecco, again from Veneto, Italy. It's a sure way to get your evening off to a great start. And it has this bouquet of honeysuckle and acacia and flavors of crisp apples and apricots and hints of honeyed oranges. And then you've got these really nice bubbles, tight and bright, fresh. They clean the palate, sip after sip. They get your tongue properly dressed for any affair. And as your follower pointed out, it is the new Dom for only $15.
Wow, there you go. What about for folks who would like a classic sparkling wine, Scott?
You want to go upscale a little bit?
We can
splurge a little on the non-vintage Veuve Clicquot Rosé from the Champagne region of France. It's actually what we're going to be pouring in our house for Christmas in a couple days. It's a wonderful indulgence, aromas of ripe peach and honey nectarines, red raspberries. And you just get these hints of yeasty notes that are buoyed to the surface by these tiny, precise bubbles, which is what I love about champagne. The party continues on the palate. Flavors of baked apple and rich pear, they mingle with hints of buttered crust. I love this. And it's all built on a creamy frame that emphasizes the nice, long, clean finish. Great wine to start the evening and end the evening with, particularly if you want to pair it with strawberries or creme brulee. $65.
And you have one more for us.
I do. If you're looking for a classic sparkling wine with a domestic label, I love the non-vintage J. Vineyards Cuvée 20 Brut. Now, this is from Russian River Valley of California. It sports a lovely nose of toasted brioche, green apple, and these really interesting lemon scents. And the tight, compact bubbles, they carry the flavors of ripe apple, citrus, and roasted almonds. I like that across the entire palate. The great acidity adds a crisp finish. I would love to try this with oysters on the half shell or maybe a shrimp cocktail or pretty much actually anything. $20.
Well, I'd like to try it with that too. When are you bringing it over?
I'll be right over.
Thank you, Scott.
See you guys. Have a happy, healthy holiday.
Thanks. You too. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.